The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. The Laws of Nature, Chapter 1, Part 10, Spiritual and Material Education. The Ishupanishad states, quote, "Those who are engaged in the culture of nescience shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance," end quote. There are two kinds of education, material and spiritual. Material education is called Jada Vidya. Jada means, quote, "that which cannot move," end quote, or matter. Spirit can move. Our body is a combination of spirit and matter. As long as the spirit is there, the body is moving. For example, a man's coat and pants move as long as the man wears them. It appears that the coat and pants are moving on their own, but actually it is the body that is moving them. Similarly, this body is moving because the spirit soul is moving it. Another example is the motor car. The motor car is moving because the driver is moving it. Only a fool thinks the motor car is moving on its own. In spite of a wonderful mechanical arrangement, the motor car cannot move on its own. Since they are given only Jada Vidya, a materialistic education, people think that this material nature is working, moving, and manifesting so many wonderful things automatically. When we are at the seaside, we see the waves moving, but the waves are not moving automatically. The air is moving them, and something else is moving the air. In this way, if you go all the way back to the ultimate cause, you will find Krishna, the cause of all causes. That is real education, to search out the ultimate cause. So, the Ishupanishad says that those who are captivated by the external movements of the material energy are worshipping nescience. In the modern civilization, there are big, big institutions for understanding technology, how a motor car or an airplane moves. They're studying how to manufacture so much machinery. But there is no educational institution for investigating how the spirit soul is moving. The actual mover is not being studied. Instead, they are studying the external movements of matter. When I lectured at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, I asked the students, quote, "Where is the technology to study the soul, the mover of the body?" end quote. They had no such technology. They could not answer satisfactorily because their education was simply Jada Vidya. The Ishupanishad says that those who engage in the advancement of such materialistic education will go to the darkest region of existence. Therefore, the present civilization is in a very dangerous position because there is no arrangement anywhere in the world for genuine spiritual education. In this way, human society is being pushed to the darkest region of existence. In a song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has declared that materialistic education is simply an expansion of Maya. The more we advance in this materialistic education, the more our ability to understand God will be hampered. And at last, we will declare, quote, "God is dead," end quote. This is all ignorance and darkness. So, the materialists are certainly being pushed into darkness. But there is another class, the so-called philosophers, mental speculators, religionists, and yogis, who are going into still greater darkness because they are defying Krishna. They are pretending to cultivate spiritual knowledge, but because they have no information of Krishna or God, their teachings are even more dangerous than those of the outright materialists. Why? Because they are misleading people into thinking that they're giving real spiritual knowledge. The so-called yoga system they are teaching is misleading people. Quote, "Simply meditate and you will understand that you are God," end quote. Krishna never meditated to become God. He was God from his very birth. When he was a three-month-old baby, the Putana demon attacked him, and Krishna sucked out her life air along with her breast milk. So, Krishna was God from the very beginning. That is God. The nonsense so-called yogis teach, quote, you become still and silent, and you will become God, end quote. How can I become silent? Is there any possibility of becoming silent? No, there is no such possibility. Quote, become desireless and you will become God, end quote. How can I become desireless? These are all bluffs. We cannot be desireless. We cannot be silent. But our desires and our activities can be purified. That is real knowledge. We should desire only to serve Krishna. That is the purification of desire. Instead of trying to be still and silent, we should dovetail our activities in Krishna's service. As living entities, we have activities, desires, and a loving propensity, but they are being misdirected. If we direct them into Krishna's service, that is the perfection of education. We don't say that you should not become advanced in material education. You may, but at the same time, you should become Krishna conscious. That is our message. We don't say that you shouldn't manufacture motor cars. No. We say, quote, all right, you have manufactured these motor cars. Now, employ them in Krishna's service, end quote. That is our proposal. So, education is required, but if it is simply materialistic, if it is devoid of Krishna consciousness, it is very, very dangerous. That is the teaching of the Isha Upanishad.